Introducing
the reigning, defending, undisputed,
the Open Mic Football Picks Champion, Sports Director for WKMG, Jamie Say.
Jamie Say. Her critically acclaimed show, After the Whistle, is back on the air. Made its debut last weekend, Saturday, every Saturday at 11:35 p.m. after all the college football action of the weekend. Jamie, I'm sure you're gonna focus on UCF this week on After the Whistle, are you not?
Absolutely. A lot of UCF coverage with highlights, reaction. We'll break down stuff. We'll also talk Miami and Louisville, appease our Hurricane fans that we hear from every week. Yeah, and also look ahead to the Florida Gators and, you know, probably talk a little bit Florida State and, you know, Notre Dame and South Florida play this weekend, too. So that's another game we'll keep an eye on, too.
Yeah, during your coverage on After the Whistle, I hope you're going to resurrect the Josh Heupel quote that he said on our show, the best quote Josh Heupel has ever had. He said it Monday about mustering up your own energy when playing in front of these mostly empty stadiums. He said, if you're juiceless, you're useless. You need to bring that up on After the Whistle.
I absolutely will. And, you know, I think we could all abide by that motto. Every day, if you're juiceless, you're useless. I love it. I love it. It was a great quote.
I thought about you yesterday. I was writing about if you're juiceless, you're useless. And I was thinking, hey, let's come up with some other mantras. And I was thinking about, hey, if you got all your Springsteen albums taken away, you'd say if you're Bruceless, you're useless. Right?
Yeah, I would. I'd be pretty angry and upset too. Yeah, but
absolutely.
Yes, if I'm ruthless, I'm useless. He gets me through the day, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But no, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, it ain't no sin to be glad you're alive. That's my favorite Springsteen line.
And you know what else? If there were never any Bullwinkle cartoons, you could say, hey, if you're mooseless, you're useless.
Goodness. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
We're getting into grown territory.
I've got a million of them. Anyway. All right, let's get to the football picks.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, it's time for the Pigskin Picks here on Open Mic. Last week, Jamie Say is the overall winner of last week because she was picking Georgia Tech to cover, brother, and they sure did that and more. So Jamie Say wins last week and is the overall winner plus one right now. But we move on to this week's picks, and we start off with Carolina versus Tom Brady and possibly the floundering Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are 8.5-point favorites.
Ooh.
Jamie Say.
Oh, 8.5-point favorites. Okay. You know, the Bucs had some issues in week one. They were playing against a great football team, though, and the Saints, Panthers obviously aren't as good. However, Chris Godwin's got a concussion. I'm not sure if he's going to be available for Sunday, or he's in concussion protocol or whatever. I think the Bucs will win this game, but I think the Panthers will cover.
Interesting. Yeah, Chris Godwin might not play. Mike Evans is banged up as well. But you know what? The Bucs have something to prove this week. They need to come out, and they need to be flawless. Tom Brady is going to be fired up after his own coach, Bruce Arians, called him out. Brady's going to come up with a monster game. That Bucs defense is going to harass and harangue Teddy Bridgewater all day long. I'm picking the Bucs to cover.
Ooh, wow. All right. We move on to the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Tennessee Titans. The Titans are 7.5-point favorites. Mike, who you got?
The Titans are how big a favorite?
7.5 points.
Oh, that's not nearly enough. The Titans own throughout their history, the Titans have owned the Jaguars, all right? Derrick Henry, the Yulee freight train from right up there near Jacksonville, he's going to run roughshod. He's going to bulldoze and stampede that weak Jaguars defense. I like the Titans by double digits. They'll definitely cover this game.
Yeah, I'm picking the Titans, too. Although, credit to the Jags. They were the biggest shock last weekend. I can't believe they
right?
won. But, yeah, yeah. I was totally shocked. But, yeah, I think the Titans will go in there and beat them pretty good.
All right, we move on to the team that nobody
Come
else
on,
circles the wagons like. It's the Buffalo Bills taking
That's
on
right.
the Miami Dolphins. The Bills are 5.5-point favorites over
you know
the
it.
Dolphins. Jamie, say, hit
Ooh,
me
yeah.
with it.
Oh, my.
They could have been like 15.5-point favorites, and she's picking.
Did
the
anybody
Bills.
See what Josh Allen did last weekend besides fumbling the ball twice?
Yeah.
315 yards, a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, it was a pretty good day.
Touchdowns. I mean, come on. All Bills, they're going to cover. The Bills are going to win. They're going to win by double digits, no question about it. I'm picking the Bills, baby. 2-0.
Well, Josh Allen needs to get the ball to Devin Singletary a little bit more since he's on my fantasy team, but 5.5 seems like sort of a tiny spread. Bills against the Dolphins. No, I'm with Jamie. I think the Bills win this game going away.
All right, we move on to a little bit of college football. USF is taking on Notre Dame, and ooh, this is a big spread. Notre Dame is 24.5-point favorites. Mike, who you got?
Wow.
It's not the 24.5. It should be 34.5. USF, obviously, not very good. They have a new coach. They're rebuilding their entire roster right now. They've had a lot of opt-outs during the preseason. I think Notre Dame wins this game by about 30. Notre Dame easily covers, in my opinion.
Man, when I hear that spread, that's huge. But then the score like 30-3 comes to mind, and I realize that's 27 points. So, yeah, I'll go with Notre Dame to cover.
And finally, the main event, UCF taking on Georgia Tech. UCF is an 8.5-point favorite, not the biggest spread in the world after Georgia Tech whooped up on FSU last week. But, Jamie, say, who do you got, the Knights or the Yellow Jackets?
This one's tough. It's tough just because Georgia Tech played a game and UCF didn't. So it's just, you know, and I think that's a huge advantage for the Yellow Jackets. However, I think Dylan Gabriel is going to lead that Knights offense on the field and hit the gas and never look back. So, I say UCF by 10. UCF covers.
Turn on the money machine.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Money. Well, let me tell you something. George O'Leary. We all know George O'Leary. He's going to be honored at this game. He's going into the Georgia Tech Hall of Fame. But you know what? He's most well known for resurrecting the UCF football program. Isn't that right, Coach O'Leary? All right. Here's how it's going to go, all right? Yes, Georgia Tech won last week at Florida State. But Florida State is horrible, and they were in that game. UCF's offense is going to go on the field, like Jamie Say said, and Dylan Gabriel and that UCF offense is going to go up and down the field on Georgia Tech. They're not going to know what hit them. Free money, free stuff, George O'Leary special, all right? UCF dismantles Georgia Tech like they dismantled Baylor when Coach O'Leary was the coach of the Knights, all right? So UCF wins this game by 25 points.
Wow.
Right there.
Hey, if you're not useless, you're useless.
That's right.
That's right. You know it, C. Don't ask me a question
right.
like that again.
Yeah, I heard Coach on Mark Daniel's show. He sounded great, but brought back some flashbacks to his press conferences on Monday, and I kind of shuddered a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you. It was good to hear from him, though. He sounds good.
Jamie Say, we'll talk to you after the whistle.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend, fellas.
Austin, can you do a George O'Leary, even though you never even heard him talk?
You want a little George O'Leary, man? Let me tell you. It's not good, because I've never actually heard him talk, but he's a little hippie.
You sound like Cheech and Chong doing George O'Leary.
Hey, man, this is Cheech and Chong, brother. We're just here hanging out, man. Let me tell you, man.
That's not George O'Leary. That's Cheech and Chong. That's Arnold Spicoli, for crying out loud.
What is an Arnold Spicoli?
Well, Mark Daniels will tell you what an Arnold Spicoli is next on Open Mic.